like that in my worst nightmares. My thoughts turn to you, my lanky, pensive visage Rosenthal, and wonder what they did to you that evil day in February and in the days that followed. I need so much to know. Every morning at dawn, they wait for Nours and me at the bothy of Savignol, our maquis. Every day God sends. It's my job to bring the bread, the potatoes, the blue-veined cheese, and sometimes chunks of smoked jambon. I have another job. Colonel Gérard wants to know if, like Sister Anne, I see someone coming. Ma sœur Anne, ne vois-tu rien venir? I listen, then go out and watch with my binoculars the troop movement of the enemy shuttling between Murol, Mondor, and Clermont-Ferrand. Their route lies well above my bothy to the east on the hillside. Everything except the living lies, it seems, on a hillside in the bare landscape that encircles me. Even the deer dare not venture there. Exits are hidden from me. In the hollow of the swelling mountains, I am at least safe from view. So I thought at the time. With my binoculars, I count the number of vehicles in each convoy, especially the tanks, and note the time of their passing. Scattered throughout the southern half of the country, these convoys coming from Italy are now funnelling to the north to reinforce the German contingents, at present attacked day and night by the Allies, or the now well-organised ambushes on the ground. Hence, they are in a hurry. I can tell. Their drivers have their foot down, their big vehicles not on parade this time. I rush out of my bothy for Savignol, where Gérard and his men are billeted. The colonel takes action as soon as he's gathered a sufficient contingent to create an ambush. It is easily achieved, because the boys are always fully prepared, mainly with hand grenades. It's a sight to see them running like rabbits till they've reached the strategic point of attack. Recent orders from the Free French are that the German armies of the north and the south have to be prevented from joining up no matter what it costs. And the costs are heavy in human lives, since the enemy is now hunted down fearlessly, without respite. Girard's boys come to us from all over the place, from England or the north of France, from Lyon or the Massif Central, sometimes already armed with Dad's rifle, sometimes bare-chested, young or not so young, communists or non-communists.